We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Letters. Number 31. O-M-A-H-A. But if you grew up playing baseball, if you at any time played college baseball, it's the dream. First pitch of the ninth, swing and a miss. It's what every college baseball program talks about. It's the number one thing they put up on the goals board. We want to end our season in Omaha. The 0-1 is high, a ball and a strike to Jack Hurley. The Sooners lead 11-2 as we go to the bottom of the ninth. They are trying to stamp their invitation. Trevin Michael back on the mound. And the 1-1 pitch is a check swing. It hangs high. The appeal says he did not go. 2-1 the count. Hurley 0-2 with a walk. The high-powered Hokies have only managed 2 hits today. They came back-to-back in the third inning. A single by Malinowski and a home run by DeMartini. Diving stop, Robertson flips to Michael. One away! Another stellar defensive play for Oklahoma today. This one by Big Blake Robertson. A diving stop that kept the ball out of right field. And they are 2 outs away.
Next up for the Hokies, number 17, Cade.
Here's Cade Hunter. He has struck out all 3 times to the plate today. Trevin Michael kicks and fires. Fastball, strike one. The 0-1 pitch fouled out of play. It's 0-2. Sun shining down. in Blacksburg, Virginia. The Sooners hoping it's the final stop before they head to somewhere in Middle America. The 0-2, got him looking! And there's two outs! And they are one out away! It'll be Carson Jones. And instead a pinch hitter now. First pinch hitter we've seen of the Supers.
Pinch hitter for
Jonah Seegers.
Now batting number 37, Jonah Seegers.
And the crowd applauds Jonah Seegers. This Sooner baseball team went to Fort Worth and won. They went to Lubbock and won. Ball one to Seegers. They went to Arlington for the Big 12 tournament and won. They went to Gainesville for the NCAA regional and won. Seegers swings and misses. And they are now one out away in Blacksburg. Seegers, a 167 average. The pitch is in there, strike two. One strike away. Oklahoma leads at 11-2. The decisive game three of the Blacksburg Super Regional. Michael kicks and fires. Got him! Swinging! And you can unhitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the board. We're taking them to Omaha. The Sooners have run to the roar and all the way to the college baseball promised land. Oklahoma is going back to the party. And there's a mosh pit at second base. Kendall Pettis chunks a glove. They're being handed hats that say we're headed to Omaha.
Thank you for attending.
And the Sooners, they did it on the road in the mountains of Virginia. A dominant performance on Sunday. Final score in Blacksburg, it's Oklahoma 11 and Virginia Tech 2. Next stop, somewhere in Middle America. The post-game show is next. We're headed to the field. This is Sooner Baseball from Learfield. Fly ball left center field. That's got some carry to it. Pettis racing back to the track. He's got it on the run. Deep left center field. KP chased it down with speed. And the inning is over. He threw only 44 pitches to get through those three innings. Fly ball to left. Deep, slicing into the corner, and that's foul. Can Kenny catch it? He caught it, and he flips over the wall! He flips over the wall into the bullpen, and he caught it! KP caught it! Sports Center! Wow! 3-2 again. Fly ball into left. That's got carry to it. Hurley back to the wall. It is gone! Kendall Pettis! Unbelievable! It's 8-2 OU. Kendall Pettis did it again. One ball, two strikes the count. Here's the pitch. Line drive toward left. Kendall Pettis coming in. Dives. Caught it. Half a day. Half a day, KP.
We're live on the field. Oklahoma has won the Supers. They're headed to Omaha. 11-2 the final. This team is taking a picture right now. We're going to talk to Skip, but he's going to jump in this photo real fast with his team first. They've got the ticket in front of them. That is the ticket to Omaha. It's got the OU on the front of it. They're all wearing their Omaha-bound hats, and the celebration is an emotional one. There are tears aplenty on the field among the OU contingent, coaching staff, family, players. And now the photo's been taken, and More of the celebration will ensue. We're going to talk now with Skip Johnson. Post-game interview always brought to you by Brahms. Coach, congratulations. What a performance today.
Yeah, it was really good. I thought Cade was really good. Offense was really, really good. And it got him, made his breaking ball better, made his fastball better, made his command better. And we just kind of kept tacking on as it went. And that was really that's our identity in our offense. And it was really good to see.
One of the most dynamic offenses in America. And with everything on the line today, you held him to two hits.
Well, I mean, that's just Cade. I mean, he did a great job and went with the game plan, and it was what.
Well, we got an ice bucket on Skip. We got the ice bucket on Skip in the middle of the interview. I didn't have anything to do with it, Coach. I wasn't setting you up. You all right?
Yeah,
you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
I saw him headed your way.
Damn.
I'm sorry about
right.
that.
No worries. You set me up.
I didn't set you up. I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
How about the defense today? I mean, Kendall's plays, diving stop by Robertson, everybody.
Yeah, that was really, really spectacular. I mean, the play he made down the line, and then his next at bat was a home run. That was what was so cool about the game. We talk about stuff like that, and it came to fruition. I mean, it was beautiful.
What does this mean to you, Coach? You're going back to Omaha as the head coach of a baseball team.
Well, I mean, it means a lot, but it more means for the players. I mean, it ain't about me. You know, I'm going to be here and be gone. It means about the program, the University of Oklahoma, what it stands for, and these players.
Congratulations, Skip.
Thank you.
Skip Johnson taking the team to Omaha. We're going to keep it right here and see who else we can find. I see Cade Horton. There's Kendall. KP. What a day, man.
I mean,
what a
man,
day.
It's freaking crazy, man. I can't believe it, man. Everybody, only people that believed it is us, man. So this is a proud moment for us, man. You see, I done lost my voice, but I'm so proud of these guys, man. You don't understand.
Tell me about the catch, the first one, the flipping over the wall catch.
I mean, I knew it was going to stay up in the air because he hit it pretty high. And I kept taking my eye off, looking at the wall, trying to see where the wall was. And I was just like, you know what? I feel like I can catch it. So I just jumped up and tried to grab it. And once I grabbed it, I got clipped by the wall. But it was, I just kept it in my glove, and I was just happy. I was happy to get an out for Cade.
We got to get home in time for you to see SportsCenter tonight.
Oh, yeah,
I think you're going to be on there.
Oh, yeah, I think I'll be on there again. So, hey, it don't matter, man. I'm just glad that the team is going back to Omaha, man. This is so unbelievable, man. I love this team so much.
You've been lifting? How about all this postseason power you're showing?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I just got confident. You know what I mean? I started off regionals with a homer, and it kind of just, you know, boosted my confidence. So I'm just glad to just be a small part of the team. And, you know, just keep it going. You know what I mean?
How's it feel right now?
I mean, this is the greatest feeling I've ever had in my life. You know, this is a dream for a kid, for every kid that wants to that plays baseball. I've been dreaming about this since I was a kid. I've been going to Omaha since I was a young kid. And so for me to finally be able to go and play in it, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's a dream come true.
Sensational performance today, young man. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go.
Kendall Pettis, an amazing game. Let's see who else we can find down here. There's Cade. Yeah, Cade. Look at KP and Cade. What a job today, man. What a job. How does it feel right now?
It feels awesome. This is everything this team's worked for, and you know we still got more to go though.
What was the goal today? I mean, these guys hit five homers and scored 14 runs yesterday. What was your mindset going into this start?
Just to tag guys, get ahead in counts, and get the leadoff guy out and let my defense work behind me.
Was there a point where you said, I can handle this, I can handle these guys?
I'd say after the first inning, you know, I just wanted to go out there and attack. That was what I wanted to do all game, and that's what I did. So.
How about the defense behind you today?
It was spectacular. I mean, guys are making plays all over the field. Wally with a great play at third, and then KP with two diving catches. It was awesome. It was awesome.
You're going, kid from Norman High, going to Omaha, my man. How's it feel?
I can't even put into words how amazing this feels, and how this team has battled all year long, and we've still got more to go, and we've accomplished a lot. So
sensational. Way to go, Cade.
Thank you.
That's Cade Horton, certainly one of the stars today. Let's see if we can find Tanner Treadaway while we're down here. Let's look for number 10. Sooners win it 11-2. John Spikerman looks like he's doing a phone interview right now. There's Brett Squires. He had a good game today. Trevin Michael taking some love as well. There's Peyton Graham. Where's Tanner Treadaway up? Jackson Nicholas had a home run today. Tanner Treadaway. He's right over here. There he is. Hat on backwards. Hey, Tread, you got a second?
Yeah.
Tanner Treadaway.
maybe the game of his life today and the biggest game of your life. Congratulations. How about it out there?
It was unbelievable. It was really special. And, you know, these guys are a band of brothers, and we're just so excited to be going to Omaha.
What are you feeling right now?
I'm just a little emotional, you know, being my last year and stuff. And I'm just glad to be doing it with these guys. You know, this is a really special group, and we've been doubted all year, you know, and now we're here. So we're going to make a statement.
They pounded you pretty good yesterday. And for you and PG to come out and kind of send a message in the first inning today, that had to be an uplift for everyone.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we wanted to set the tone. And, you know, we both fortunately got some good pitches to do it with. And today was just about battling, you know, everybody on the mound, at the box, just battle for everything. And that's what we did.
How about KP over there making plays in left?
Oh, yeah. You know Kenny makes those plays. Anytime a ball is hit, I know Kenny's got a chance. He can really run. He's a great outfielder.
Think you got a shot once you get there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we made it this far. We might as well go do the whole thing.
I love it. Thanks, Tanner.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Tanner Treadaway, 2 home runs, 2 doubles today. And the Sooners win it in dominant fashion, 11-2 over Virginia Tech in the Super Regional. They are headed to college baseball's promised land. They are headed to Omaha. We'll head back upstairs for more of the postgame show next. This is Sooner Baseball from Learfield.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies to honor a patriot of the game throughout this season. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats the OU College of Professional and Continuing Studies. Nominate your patriot of the game today at patriot.pacs.ou.edu.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Norman's Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center, where you get the 7-day clean car guarantee. Now you can join the Cruisin' Mobile Text Club. Text CRUISE12 to 30400 and receive a free car wash courtesy of Cruisin' Auto Spa. Receive monthly specials that can keep your car clean, all at a great price. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, make sure to visit their website for more information. CruisinAutoSpa.com. Messaging and data rates may occur.
Have lunch at Norman's favorite hidden treasure, Midway Deli, tucked away at the corner of Chautauqua and Eufaula. We may be a little hard to find, but we're even harder to forget. Midway features delicious gourmet sandwiches and a great selection of homemade soups, pastas, and stews. Whether it's lunch or catering or booking our food truck, you'll love the food from Midway. Open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Breakfast is served all day. The Midway, serving great food to Norman since 1955.
Beats and Bites is back this summer at Riverwind.
Celebrate America with Randy Rogers Band. July 9th.
And the best fireworks show in the metro.
Plus all your favorite food trucks.
Tickets are just $5 at Riverwind.com or the box office.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again, 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66, live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through September 30th, 2022.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Make sure to... Jim.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me.
We're on the air.
I need to try it first.
Bieber kicks and fires. Fly ball left field. That's deep. Back to the tracks. Hurley, he's at the wall. It is gone. It's a home run. Peyton Graham, a first inning solo shot to deep left center field. And the Sooners strike first. 3-2 again. High fly ball down the left field line. If it's fair, it's got a chance to get out of here. It is gone! It's gone! It stayed fair! It's a Tanner Treadaway home run right down the left field line. It hung in the air for a day and a half. And it's 2-0 OU. And here it comes. Fly ball deep left center field. He got a lot of that one again. Up the alley it goes. It is gone. It's gone again. Tanner Treadaway did it again. Tanner Treadaway puts the Sooners back in front with his second home run of the day and his third in the last two games. And it's 3-2 OU.
Toby Rowland back with you now back in the booth as the celebration continues on the field. The Oklahoma Sooners are headed back to the College World Series where they will take on the Texas A&M Aggies on Friday. Game time not yet known, at least not by me. Photos being taken, families out on the field with them now, everybody hugging. It is a celebration. They will head home tonight, by the way, folks. We'll try to keep you updated on social media if some fans would like to meet them at the ballpark tonight when they get back in. It will probably be around 10:30 or so tonight before they get back. But, again, we'll keep you updated. This is the Bud Light postgame show. Bud Light is for the fans. Please drink responsibly. 11-2 the final. It was a dominant performance in every facet of the game today for Skip Johnson's team. They hit the ball, they played defense, and they pitched it lights out. Let's recap the scoring presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a proud sponsor of OU Athletics. OU, the visiting team, scored first on a one-out Peyton Graham home run in the first inning today, then a two-out homer by Treadaway, 2-0 OU. They were tied in the third inning when, with one out, Eduardo Malinowski singled and Carson DeMartini homered for Virginia Tech. The only two hits they would get today. They came back-to-back in the third inning. At the time, it tied the game at two. But the Sooners would score the final nine runs. A leadoff home run by Tanner Treadaway in the fourth put OU back in front 3-2. Crooks singled. Clark walked. Jackson Nicholas bunted into a fielder's choice. Brett Squires an RBI single. Kendall Pettis a sac fly RBI. Sooners scored three in the inning. They led it 5-2. They got two more in the fifth. Spikerman singled. One out later, Robertson an RBI double. Then Treadaway an RBI double. Oklahoma led it 7-2 at that point. They got another one in the sixth on a Kendall Pettis home run to make it 8-2. They got another in the seventh when Treadaway with two outs doubled and Crooks singled him home to make it 9-2. They got another in the eighth, the leadoff homer by Jackson Nicholas made it 10-2. And a final run of the ninth, a Blake Robertson leadoff single followed one out later by a Jimmy Crooks double. That put runners at second and third, and a Wallace Clark ground out brought home Robertson 11-2, 11 runs, 15 hits, no errors for Oklahoma. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Virginia Tech. I think you could say, in my opinion, unequivocally, of the 64 baseball games OU has played this year, this was their best performance. And it came in their biggest game. Their all-around best performance. When you consider what they did offensively, what they did defensively, and what they did on the mound today, and the environment they did it in on the road, they saved their best performance for the game they had to have to get to Omaha. That, ladies and gentlemen, is clutch. We'll take a look at the final stats when we come back. This is Sooner Baseball from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's the 0-1. Swing it, grounds it right side toward the hole, and it got through! It's a base hit! Here comes Clark, he'll score! It's another run batted in for Brett Squires, and the Sooners lead it 4-2. 2-0 pitch, swung on, lifted down the right field line toward foul territory. Jones is there, he's got it. Tagging at third is Nicholas, throw to the plate, he is safe! The throw to second, Squires tries to advance, and they got him, but the run scores. The run counts, and the inning is over. First pitch swinging, hits it hard, left center field, up the alley, it is off the wall, and it bangs around. Robertson rounds third, he'll score. It's an RBI double for Treadaway, who is having a monster day. It's 7-2. Sooners 9, Hokies 2. Jackson Nicholas leads off. First pitch swinging, he launched it. That's deep to right, and it's gone! Jackson Nicholas into the bullpen. The fifth home run today for Oklahoma, and it's 10-2. Toby Rowland back with you in the press box at English Field in Blacksburg, where Oklahoma has advanced to the College World Series today with an 11-2 win over Virginia Tech. It will be the 11th College World Series for OU and their first since 2010. Let's take a look at the final stats brought to you by Taco Mile Fresh Mex. John Spykerman, 1-for-5 today with a run scored. Peyton Graham, 1-for-5 with a home run. Blake Robertson, 2-for-5. He had a double, an RBI, and 2 runs scored. Tanner Treadaway, 4-for-5. 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 3 runs batted in, and he scored 3 runs. Jimmy Crooks, 3-for-5 with a double and an RBI. Wallace Clark, 0-for-4, had a walk and an RBI and a run scored. Jackson Nicholas, 1-for-5 with a home run, 2 runs scored. Brett Squires, 2-for-3 with a walk and RBI today. And Kendall Pettis, 1-for-3 with a home run, 2 runs batted in. Cade Horton got the start, went 6 innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, struck out 8 and walked 2. Chaz Martinez, 1 inning, gave up no hits, no runs, struck out 2 and walked 1. And Trevin Michael, the final 2 innings, gave up no hits, no runs, struck out 4. Trevin Michael, in 4 innings of relief work here in Blacksburg, faced the minimum, 12 hitters, and he struck out 8 of them. Did not give up a single base runner. Dominance. The win goes to Horton. He's 4-2. The loss goes to Gieber. He's 1-2. And Oklahoma takes home the Blacksburg Super Regional title with a 11-2 victory today. Final stats presented by Taco Mile. Taco Mile, big appetite, bigger savings. Download and save today. Our OG&E play of the game today. I tell you, I'm going to give it to the flipping catch, and I'm not inserting a curse word there. a literally flipping catch by Kendall Pettis in the fourth inning when he went over the wall in left field. There was a lot of offense, a lot of home runs, a lot of big plays today. You could argue with me another play was bigger, and I won't argue back. But for me, that is the signature play of this game that will stand out. Kendall Pettis' flipping catch is our OG&E play of the game today. We energize life. And as for our Jimmy Austin OU Golf Club players of the game today, I think you've got to give it to three guys. Like I said at the end of the broadcast, I'm not sure Cade Horton, Tanner Treadaway, and Kendall Pettis, all three didn't play the greatest game of their life today. What they did, Cade Horton certainly his best start. What Tanner Treadaway did, two homers, two doubles, 4 for 5 today. And Kendall Pettis not only homered and drove in a couple, but he made two highlight reel catches. They were all spectacular. And several other guys were as well. But those three guys are our Jimmy Austin OU Golf Club players of the game today. The Jimmy Austin OU Golf Club, where we encourage you to golf like a champion. One final post-game timeout. We'll take a look at the Super Regional scoreboard, and we'll look ahead to Omaha when we come back. This is Sooner Baseball from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Kicks and fires.
Got him!
Swing it! And you can unhitch the wagon! Put the ponies in the board! We're taking them to Omaha! The Sooners have run to the roar and all the way to the college baseball promised land. Oklahoma is going back to the party.
And congratulations.
And there's a mosh pit at second base.
They're being handed hats that say we're headed to Omaha. And the Sooners, they did it on the road in the mountains of Virginia. A dominant performance on Sunday. Final score in Blacksburg, it's Oklahoma 11 and Virginia Tech 2.
That's how it ended about a half hour ago now as the Sooners are headed to the Final Eight, the Elite Eight, the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, where they will play next on Friday. We know the opponent already. It will be the Texas A&M Aggies. These two met back in 1975 in the College World Series. They met twice that year. Oklahoma won them both. Texas A&M, obviously all teams at this point if they made it to Omaha playing great baseball, but A&M, a winner in two straight games over Louisville this weekend. And it's an old foe, Jim Schlossnagel, the former TCU head coach, that is now in charge of the Aggies. Obviously, as soon as we know more information about game time and tickets and all that kind of stuff, those will be blasted all over the social medias and the websites. Certainly hoping that a good contingent of the Crimson and Cream faithful can make their way up. It is a vacation destination if you are a sports fan. I'm going to be honest with you. I watched the College World Series my whole life. Never been. And this is one of the things when I got the job that I was the most looking forward to. There's a lot of great things about sitting in this chair at OU. But one of the things I was at the very top of the list was the opportunity to perhaps call games at the College World Series. Such a special event back at Rosenblatt Stadium and now obviously the new park. And it's been 11 years, but 12 for the baseball team, but they've done it. What a special group of guys. A team that was picked sixth in the preseason Big 12 poll. They were in sixth place at one point in the standings of the Big 12, and sorry, I'm watching Skip Johnson and his wife walk off the field right now with their arms around each other. That's a guy that received some criticism this year, as you know, and he has brought this team together in an unbelievable way, and it peaked, well, hopefully it hasn't peaked, but peaked so far this year today. Almost a perfect baseball game with maybe one swing of the bat you'd like to have back, the Demartini homer. But other than that, about as perfect as a baseball game as I've seen an OU team play in my time. And a dominant 11-2 win today over Virginia Tech on the road. And they will come home. They will once again do a quick laundry. And I assume probably on Wednesday, they will hop back on an airplane and head to Omaha, Nebraska, for the College World Series and the pursuit of a national championship. Folks, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity for the double. You understand that here. The softball team did what we all expected them to do in a dominant, historic fashion. Maybe the greatest softball team of all time. And the baseball team will be one of eight left standing. Maybe at the end of the day today and certainly by the end of the day tomorrow and by the time they start playing baseball on Friday. Tennessee is out. The overwhelming favorites to win this thing are out. And Oklahoma's got a shot. And you know that this is a gritty group that's going to show up on Friday. Let's take a look at upcoming Sooner Athletic events. I think we just did. Brought to you by Kincaid Coach Lines, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Go to KincaidCoach.com. To learn more. Big thanks to Eric Hollier for all his help this weekend in the booth, all his statistical help and research. Ray Klapmeyer running the show for us back at our Sooner Network studio today. And all you folks listening out there in Soonerland, it was fun interacting with you coast to coast and beyond as you were tuned in today. We're not done yet. Oklahoma headed to the College World Series. Final score one final time here from English Field in Blacksburg, Virginia, in the final game of the Super Regional. It was Oklahoma 11 and Virginia Tech 2. Until Friday in the College World Series in Omaha, this is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomers Sooner, everybody.
Sooner Baseball has been brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores. Farm fresh for over 50 years. And by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit card and OU Rewards credit card. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.